I am Plata on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. A new web series debuts this week. The Dangers of Online Dating is written, directed, and produced by Brianne Nord-Stewart, who joins me now. She created the series about a nurse, Paula, played by Paula Burrows, who after a dry spell is forced by friends to try online dating. The shows are funny in how they explore the dating world and the sorts of men that Paula encounters. I'll ask Ms. Nord-Stewart as to the genesis of the show, some of the scenarios depicted therein, as well as the Vancouver that is portrayed. The show also stars Stacey Mayhew and Byron Noble. There will be a launch party at the Penthouse this Thursday, the 23rd of November at 7 p.m. Admission is by donation, and all the cast members will be in attendance. You'll be able to watch all two seasons of the series that night. Otherwise, the show will debut on YouTube that day, and new episodes will be released weekly. The show is made possible by a grant from TELUS StoryHive and will be available on TELUS's Optik TV On Demand and online. Brianne Nord-Stewart is an award-winning filmmaker of shorts such as Trolls, The Provider, and Beat Around the Bush. Visit nord-stewart.com. As well, go to thedangersofonlinedating.ca. That's one word, thedangersofonlinedating.ca. Please welcome to the Plant Online program, Brianne Nord-Stewart. Ms. Nord-Stewart, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So I was telling you before we started just how much I enjoyed this show, and I kind of wished, as I'm watching this, that some of these episodes were longer. Is that the goal, perhaps, to expand them later on?
That is the highest compliment, I think, that you could give me, so thank you for that.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, I mean, now it is. When I first started making the show, my intention was really just to keep making something that was, tangible for me to actually do on my own with the resources that I had without, you know, a network or financing or anything like that. But it's definitely been a conversation that I have had many times over, and I am currently working on a rewrite of the half-hour pilot. So yeah. I will be pursuing that, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, because it's funny, for one thing, and that's what makes it enjoyable. The other thing that you've done, and I don't know, I guess it's because I live here, you capture what Vancouver is like. And I guess for people listening to us, because I wonder it too sometimes, living in the city, you know, you forget sometimes. I mean, this is really the experience of a lot of people in this town.
Yeah, I mean, what nugget were you to, like, what was the distilled version that you saw on the show that is Vancouver?
You know, not knowing someone's name and then having seen them all the time. Like, the woman that cuts my hair, she's been cutting my hair for like 7 years, and I still don't know her name. And I figure it's too late now to ask what her name is, because I'll probably think, oh, well, that's probably not what I expected, you know?
Right.
Everyone I know does yoga. I don't do it myself. But mm-hmm. when the ones that do,
yeah,
it's almost, it's sickening almost, you know, just how zealous they are about it.
Yes. Yes, it is. I mean, I do practice yoga, and I have practiced yoga for a long time, uh-huh. but I also agree to a certain extent. I think almost anything you can do either for a recreational purpose or as a hobby, and then you can take it to like 10 levels above that where it's seemingly cultish. And you know, that's where things are the funniest, of course, is when you push them to the extremes.
And then you have the I've got friends who are just dickheads about driving everywhere. And you have one scene where Paula is picking up or is being picked up by a date of hers.
Yeah.
On a motorcycle.
Yeah.
And they go.
And they drive a block.
It's like less than a block, isn't it? Like half a block?
Yeah. It's literally across the street.
Yeah. I don't get that about people. And I think that, maybe it's a big city thing, but I think it has to do with some. And I think that's why people hate Vancouverites so much.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a little, I think certain people hate Vancouverites,
yeah.
and certain people don't. Like, I've been on the road a lot this last year, traveling with my previous web series, Young and Reckless, mm-hmm. and a short film called Beat Around the Bush. And I've been in the U.S. a lot, and everybody that I talk to about Canada or Vancouver, of course, it's like, oh, Canadians are so nice and Vancouver's so beautiful.
Sure.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
I love it, whatever. And then people who haven't been there will ask me what it's like. And, you know, there's kind of the pause where I think, well, it is beautiful and gorgeous and all those things, but we also don't talk to strangers here. And so as a newcomer, when you're first moving here, it can be very insular and isolating, especially, you know, with the winter and the rain, where you really have to motivate yourself to get out and get going. And, I mean, I've never online dated in any other cities, but I think because of those things, online dating is very popular here. I know it's very popular everywhere, but I think, I don't know, it doesn't, I can't remember the last time somebody like met me in real life and asked me out on a date.
Yeah, that whole thing that we see in television shows or in movies of meeting someone at a bar.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen here. I mean, everyone I know that's dated recently has done so online.
Online, yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of these scenarios in the show have come from personal experience, have they?
They're definitely inspired by. Like, I do practice yoga, and I did have an extremely attractive male yoga teacher whom I never violated or assaulted in any way.
I was going to ask you if you licked him, but I guess not.
I did not, but I thought about it. I went on a date with a guy that, and you know, online dating is, it's a two-way street. Two people are showing up for the date. So even most stories that I hear where people are like, listen to this insane story of this insane date I went on, there's always like the silent part of me or the part that I'm telling to remain silent that's going, yeah, but you're a little bit nuts too. And so I totally went on a date with a guy because he had a motorcycle. Like, I probably would have gone on a date with him anyways, but I was excited by the fact that he had a motorcycle and I'd never ridden on a motorcycle before. So when he was like, we're going to go on a motorcycle ride, I thought, oh, great. You know, we're going to hit the Sea-to Sky Highway. It was a beautiful day. Yeah, no, we like drove to North Vancouver, went to the Second Euros Bridge, and then went for lunch. So our motorcycle ride was maybe 10 minutes long.
So what do you think it is then about Vancouver? I mean, and the dating scene here? I mean, as I said a moment ago, I feel like the experiences that you capture in the show are of any big city, but there is something uniquely Vancouver to all of this. And you know, you mentioned a moment ago the attitudes of people here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to figure out why we're so isolated, so insular. I mean, is it, again, we can't just blame the weather. I mean that does play a part in it, I think, but that can't be just it.
Yeah, I mean, I can only speak to me and my own self-reflections. I think part of it is because the city is so expensive and, you know, we do have a lot of great things to do. You're either, for me, anytime I'm out on the street, I'm usually going somewhere with an intention of doing something. Like I'm biking to the office. I'm walking to yoga. I'm going to meet somebody. Like there's something that I have to get to. And not often do I take the time to like connect with a stranger and say, sure, I have 20 minutes to have a conversation. You're new here.
Yeah.
Like that doesn't happen
very
often. It really feels like blinders are on, sort of, where I think in other smaller cities or just, and people are obviously going to disagree with me. There are tons of people in the city who their job is to relax all day long. I'm sure of it. And, you know, sit in coffee shops and journal and read and talk to strangers. And that's wonderful. That's so wonderful that people make time for that. But if you are like working in the city or if you have a spouse or kids or, you know, a number of other things and you still have to work, you literally are just trying to get through your day and get to everything else.
Yeah, I do that with people I know even, you know, like relatives that I see on the street. I mean, I'm happy to sit and chat, but we got to make a time for it because I am going somewhere.
Yeah.
And there's some people that don't get that.
And of course, like people go out to bars and whatever and chat with people, you know, I think there still is that nightlife, but if you're not interested in doing that, then like, I personally don't want to go out and have a bunch of drinks so that I can meet somebody. Like, I don't want to meet somebody drunk. Yeah. That doesn't interest me. I know that's a way a lot of people meet, and that is, like, a culture of dating and part of, like, the hookup culture. I don't know. I wonder if Toronto's the same. I feel like Toronto is probably pretty similar. You know, we have a wet winter. They have a harsh winter.
Yeah.
I do think people in Montreal talk a lot more to people around them, and definitely in smaller towns. Whenever a stranger in Vancouver does start talking to me and, like, to have a conversation, in general, I immediately know that they're not from Vancouver and they're likely not Canadian.
Mm, yeah. Well, I hear that from like, female friends of mine who I was going to say have trouble dating. That's not the right thing to say. But you know, who are frustrated with the dating scene and say that they feel that if they go elsewhere, it'll be a totally different game altogether.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, and I think, too, you know, I have a friend who is, I guess she's 50 now. She just turned 50. And we would have met maybe 7 years ago, and she ended up moving to the States because every time she went there, she's just said, like, people are immediately talking to me, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't fit, she said, you know, I don't fit the Vancouver yoga slim model
mm-hmm.
thing, you know? I am a curvy woman, and I'm in my 40s, and for a lot of people here, that isn't desirable. And then she would go a lot of different places in the States, and instantly people were trying to engage with her all the time, so... Mm.
Yeah, it's like the name of that show, Hot in Cleveland, right? Yeah, you know, they can't make it in Los Angeles, but in Cleveland, they're hot.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think she's in Cleveland. I think she's in Washington. Possibly Seattle. And which is funny, because it's like, it's such a similar
climate
city. I just think there's a different mentality. There's probably a lot to be said. I know that online dating in Los Angeles is really... really difficult because everybody on there looks like they should be on a billboard or a magazine ad or something. So a lot of women that I have met who are, you know, absolutely gorgeous, say that, you know, they have a hard time even getting a response from people because there's probably like 1,000 other, you know, super gorgeous people on the profile. And that's another thing about online dating is that it really is a totally superficial thing now with, like, mobile dating, with the swiping.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when it used to be websites and stuff, and you would fill out a profile and have all of these things and whatever, and now it's literally, you know, not much more than a Twitter post or a description of who you are and then a bunch of pictures. And, you know, how can you not just judge a person by a photo?
Yeah. These actors in the show, I mean, are these folks that you've known before?
I met them all. Paula, the lead actress, Paula Burrows, who stars as Paula, the character's name is Paula. We met and worked together once on a music video, maybe 8 months or a year before we started filming The Dangers of Online Dating. And then... Byron Noble, who plays Alexander, her best friend, they went to school together at Studio 58 in Vancouver. And so that's how I was put in touch with him, is there was another Studio 58 grad who was helping me with casting.
Uh-huh.
And then, Stacey Mayhew, who plays Molly, Paula's roommate, I had edited a feature film that she had been in. And so I invited her to send an audition tape, and she was just absolutely hilarious.
Yeah. And they're all from here?
I don't think any of us are from here. We were all living here during the first season.
Yeah.
And everybody except Stacey lives here still. Stacey's currently in Lethbridge.
Yeah. How long does it take to produce? I mean, these episodes are what, about 5 minutes each?
Yeah.
How long does it take to produce one?
Well, the first season, you know, it was totally on my own time.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it probably went on longer than it would have otherwise if I was more focused. But the second season, we shot 5 episodes in 5.5 days.
Mm.
And then post-production would have been maybe like a month of editing and a little bit more for color and sound. Just, you know, to give time when people are working on multiple projects.
Yeah. Why is it set when it's set? I mean, it's a few years ago than now.
Yeah, season one we shot in 2012.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, so that was definitely a creative... I've never released it until now, so just figuring out creatively what the necessary thing was for the story to show the shift in the time period and the way that people were dating, because she's using her laptop and clicking through a website that is a very out of date now. And then just to kind of show the shift between the mentality as well. Like season one, she's very opposed to online dating. It's very much the attitude that, like, that's what crazy people do and or, like, super desperate people do, and I am neither of those things. Whereas season two, she's a rapid fire swiper.
Yeah.
So much so that she's run out of options.
Yeah. I noticed the difference because it flashes on the screen what year it is.
Mm-hmm.
But also some of the other references, like the hockey ones.
Yeah, the Bruins, yeah.
Yeah.
Or Cosby.
That's
right. Did you pick that up?
Yes, I did, yeah.
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 So that was one thing that 5 years ago, there had not been the Cosby scandal and all of the allegations out in the world. So for that, you know, I felt it was important to date it to make sure that, you know.
I thought it was funnier because of it, you know.
She's just so out to lunch that she, well, there you go. Timeless. We're making timeless cinema here at The Dangers of Online Dating.
So I've seen the first season, and then I haven't seen the second season. Mm-hmm. But if I go to the penthouse on Thursday, I'll be able to see all of them there, right?
Yeah, Thursday the 23rd. The event starts at 7, and we're going to start screening at 7:45. And we're going to be playing all 9 episodes, so season 1 and season 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then Paula and I are also working on a companion web series called Sex with Paula, which is the character Nurse Paula has created a sex education web series, so answering questions about sexual health and sex ed. So I think we're going to be playing one of those episodes.
Yeah, and after the 23rd, well, I guess on the 23rd, they'll be on YouTube. And
one episode per week, a new episode per week. So on the 23rd, it will be Sexy Yoga Man, which is the first episode. Oh, man.
Yeah. And
that was funny thinking about the way, like, my yoga practice now and just everything surrounding my mentality when I wrote Sexy Yoga Man is just so, it seems so funny. I feel like 5 years ago I was a teenage boy, like, you know.
Going there for not just yoga, right? Yeah.
I enjoyed the yoga, but I also enjoyed the other entertainment, which is so funny.
Yeah.
To me now.
So what do you think? What do you think happened in the last 5 years to you?
I actually was in a few car accidents. I was hit by cars on numerous occasions in 1 year.
Mm.
And so the studio that I used to go to is like a very active, fit, challenging yoga with, you know, inversions and your legs are up in the air and split in every which way.
Uh-huh.
And I am limited in my ability to do that right now. So the kind of yoga that I do is much more tame and much more of like a modified home practice. So I think my focus has also just shifted from that.
Yeah.
And I've got too much work to do then.
It's every Vancouverite story, right? Yeah.
I don't have time to fantasize about attractive men. That's depressing. That's why Vancouver is the way that we are. We don't have time for fun.
And so for others who are listening to us that have the Telus optic thing in their house, they'll be able to. Do they air them on there, or can they just get them on the on-demand deal?
They'll be on video on demand. So the way that's going to work is they're going to, once all 4 of season 1 episodes have been released online, Telus will release all of season 1. Because they play it as one asset, like kind of like just like one, the whole season is one episode.
Yeah.
And then once all of second season is out, they will again release the whole season 2 block.
Yeah, I can tell having seen the first season, just how much you want to see the rest of it. And and I'm sure people will want to binge this because these characters are even in such a short time, you get to know them really well. And I think that's your gift as the writer, how you're able to draw them so quickly.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
You draw them out so quickly that you know who these people are and you like them or don't like them for whatever particular reason.
Yeah.
Right away.
Yeah. I mean, I'm very proud of them and I'm very proud of the cast that we have. And I really just feel so lucky that TELUS funded a second season so that we were able to come back and, like, continue doing it. And we shot this whole episode in, you know, or the whole second season in 5.5 days. And at the end of, you know, the week of shooting, really, it just feels like we've figured it out and we should get to keep doing this because it's so much fun. And I think cast and crew alike, I know it was a very unique show for a lot of the crew members to be working on. A lot of these guys, there was a couple people who muttered, I should probably go get tested. So I think it was definitely an educational experience and a fun one. And being such a female-driven show as well that is openly talking about sex in a positive way, I don't think that's experienced a lot. And I hope... Gosh, I would just love to keep making the show, and I think the conversations that are being had in the ether right now are really important, and I would love to keep talking about tough subject matter with comedy.
Yeah, and you do it so well in terms of just, I mean, it's very entertaining. I sat here at my desk watching these, laughing out loud.
That makes me so happy. Yeah. How, can I ask how old you are?
I'm 35.
You're 35. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So when a network is like, we don't think 35-year-old men are going to want to watch the show, I'll be like, well, actually,
you
listen to this interview.
Yeah, please do, yeah. Because and the other thing that I really liked, and I think I've already said this to you before we started, is that you capture this city. And and that's what's special because, I mean, people, well, I mean, 5 years ago, You've captured what the city, what it looked like 5 years ago, and in a rapidly changing city, I think that's important to document, and you've done that.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah. Well,
are you this nice to everybody that you interview?
Not all the time.
Okay, good.
Now, well, I have people on that I want to have on, and so maybe I am for most of the time, but this has been fun, and long may it continue. I really do hope that this continues, and We'll look for other stuff that you'll do.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I mean, hopefully a lot of people, you know, subscribe to the channel and are watching and commenting and engaging because that's really the proof that this is going to be an interesting show for people to watch. So I hope everybody does. And thank you so much for taking the time to chat.
The website for more is at thedangersofonlinedating.ca. Also visit nord-stewart.com. The launch party is this Thursday, the 23rd of November, at the Penthouse, 7 p.m. Admission is by donation. Brianne Nord-Stewart, join me on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Plunto.